Blog Talk Radio.
Meditation, as medication. Also got some current events we're going to talk about. Past couple of weeks of news. If you'd like to share with us anything interesting, any unusual experiences, anything paranormal, any kind of unusual story, even if it seems unbelievable, we will listen with an open mind. If you'd like to do so, please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Bear with me a moment, I'll just do a sound check, make sure we sound all right on the air. One moment. I think we're sounding okay, so if anybody happens to enter the chat room, then please let us know that it's sounding okay. Or any callers, please give us a heads up. It seems to be a sound problem, but we're sounding ready to go. So please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Spread your love around. Just spread it like peanut butter. I hope everybody has had a good past week. What happened last week? I can't even remember.
With regards to...
the world. I can't even remember. I think I just tried to forget.
Funny things going on. But yeah, I can understand why people try to forget sometimes, because sometimes this world can seem like hell.
Sometimes.
And other times it can seem like heaven, and other times it feels like you're here to, you know, learn a lesson before you transcend. But a lot of it, you know, it's full of good and full of bad, but sometimes it's perception that is key to
to dealing with things, to handling it, to taking it.
Maybe some of that.
Yeah. So today's main topic is meditation for medication.
Yes, Sean.
Or medicate yourselves with meditation. The medication and meditation. I could just go on and on, going around and around.
The train station
and the ration.
Indoctrination. Subjugation of domination.
So we're going to be trying to, from this point, you know, play some songs that are peaceful and relaxing at the midpoint of the show, which is basically in about 50 minutes, we will be playing one of our meditation relaxations that we have on the Psychic Nunu channel on YouTube. We need to kind of amp it up a little bit on that channel, don't we?
We've got plenty of ideas and things we need to do. It's just sometimes difficult. We are dedicated to all this, but sometimes difficult because we both have full-time jobs and a lot of commitments. So, you know, it's difficult to update things, but if we make sure we're here at least every Tuesday to update people and open their minds to new ways of thinking and to help them, then, you know, I mean, at least we're doing that for now, and that other stuff can come with time.
Yeah, all we have is time, right?
Yeah, but time is an illusion caused by the passage of history.
Okay, all we have is time, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we are starting to limit our reading time on the show to 3 readings per episode. So that's why we're doing the pre-screening now, to make sure of what people want to talk about.
Holding auditions.
We're holding auditions. And if you can tap dance, you're in. So, you know, if anybody wants to talk about the topic, please just give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. Now, what kind of things have been going on this past week?
Well, unfortunately, there was that train crash in Spain. About 70-something people died. You heard about this, surely?
Yeah. I really did. I'm just...
Anyway. Right.
But it's something that we haven't. Normally, and honestly, it's not that I keep my head in the sand, but normally you tell me everything, and then I kind of step back and look at it. And it's, you know.
Well,
but I did.
Well, obviously, there was the train that crashed, so obviously, thoughts go out to the families. I believe, allegedly, this is what happened, from what I'm aware, that the train driver was going twice what he should have been, and he actually posted a photo to Facebook showing that he was going well over the speed. But I did briefly see something today about, you know, there was apparently there was an explosion somewhere before the train crashed. I've got to look into that. I don't know anything about that, you know, but I'll investigate it at some point. People have their own theories why it crashed, but so there's that. But
rain in Spain made you wish you'd taken a plane. Too soon? Okay.
So there's a very short article I'm going to read out to you about Burger King. A Michigan family got more than they bargained for when they ordered a kid's meal at a local Burger King on Tuesday. Inside the kid's meal purchased for a four-year-old was a pipe packed with marijuana. The child's grandfather had bought the meal for him at the Burger King franchise in Dundee while vacationing at the nearby Splash Universe water park. And somebody says, this is great. The weed was the most natural thing in the order.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, that's not something a four-year-old needs, but maybe somebody may have needed it after.
Certainly a happy meal, tell you that much.
It's a happy meal.
Happiest meal ever.
Unless, of course, you're me, and then you not find that happily at all.
So I was watching some David Wilcock the other day. I've seen his name around a lot, but this is like the first that I'm actually starting to watch, and I watched 15 or so minutes of a lecture, which I plan to go back to. But briefly, I want to touch on, he was talking about the wrong kind of diet can actually cause calcification of the pineal gland, which is believed to be very important to spirituality, possibly even psychic abilities,
right,
and astral projection, you know. And he was also talking about there was somebody in the 60s who was responsible for creating 250 million doses of LSD at that time. So he was like the king of LSD. But when he was in the lab creating it using DMT, which is DMT. When he was in the lab, it formed into a crust on this steel tray.
Right.
It's some sort of process with the LSD. I don't know how to make it. If somebody else does, maybe they'll be able to tell us.
There's a plant that people have to get from, I think it's from South America, and they boil it and they cook it in a certain way, and it turns into these crystals. And they mix it in their marijuana and they smoke it. And they say that you hear a sound. It sounds almost like a train, or like it's a sound that's kind of hard to determine, you know, to describe. But then when it takes over you, they say you start seeing colors, and then people go off into some land for a little while.
Imagination land. Imagination.
The different things I've read about it, you know, a lot of people really start to a lot of people see a lot of the Hindu imagery. The imagery found in Hinduism and all that kind of stuff when they do it. So,
yes,
hallucinations. So it's like it's imagination land. Anyway, go on.
The, well, this DMT is found a lot of plants, and it's found trace amounts in mammals and humans as well. You know,
right.
So it's like a natural juice. It's probably got something to do with the pineal gland as well. I don't know. Like I said, I've only just started looking into more of this.
Right.
But anyway, when it was on this steel tray and they were chiseling it off, as they were chiseling this DMT off the tray, I don't think I'm coming up with a rap then. Chiseling the DMT off the tray. It created really bright sparks, not sparks, but light in different colours, like multicolours, like green and blue, and then all these different colours would come off it as they were chiseling it away, like a really bright light, which I'd love to see that, you know. That would be pretty cool. But that's really interesting as well, you know. Because I think the best colour is multicolour rainbow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there you go. A woman gave a feeding bottle containing bleach to a stranger's baby.
What?
I caught her today. The 11-month-old baby boy, makes a difference, drank some of the liquid and vomited after being handed the bottle in a branch of McDonald's in southeast London, Woolwich Crown Court was told. Elaine Joyner, 53, Deptford, southeast London, is charged with administering a poison or noxious substance so as to endanger life. But Judge Andrew Lees ruled today that she was unfit to plead. A trial to decide whether Joyner carried out the act went ahead in her absence. Peter Clark, prosecuting, told the jury that the incident took place last September. It's strange how long some stories can take to come out, really.
Right.
Last September in McDonald's branch. He said Elaine Joyner said the prosecution gave to a complete stranger's baby a feeding bottle that contained a poisonous or noxious substance, a fluid that contained bleach or something very similar. The baby was 11 and a half months old, took some of that fluid in his mouth, was immediately rendered ill by it. He retched and vomited all over himself and turned very pale. His grandmother seized it from the pram to prevent further harm, Mr. Clark said. The baby, who cannot be identified for legal reasons, made any good recovery with no long-term ill effects, he added. Ingestion of bleach can prove fatal, and in the case of such a young child is particularly hazardous. Let me see if there's... any indication why? Yeah, it's strange why that woman would do that, really.
And she's just crazy.
It sounds like it. She's unfit to plead. Maybe she was too busy being crazy. Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, that's the only answer. No.
Yeah. Now, let's see. This is yummy. Yummy. Now, as the UK basks in a heatwave, a charity has found a way to put the sweat caused by the enjoyable results of a hot summer weather to good use by turning it into clean, drinkable water. UNICEF has created the sweat machine that squeezes the sweat from people's clothes and then purifies the liquid to create drinking water. Yummy! It was developed and built as part of UNICEF Sweden's campaign to raise awareness of the lack of clean water in many parts of the world. Charity staff unveiled the machine during the opening of the world's biggest international youth football tournament, the Gothia Cup. Players and visitors were encouraged to hand over their sweat-drenched clothes or to accept the challenge of drinking a glass of water from the sweat machine. On average, one sweaty football shirt produce 10 milliliters of drinking water. While many people might be squeamish about the idea of drinking water derived from human sweat, machine-powered, surprisingly popular with a number of celebrities having a tipple. Swedish footballers Mohamed Alkan and Tobias Heisen were the first people to sample refreshments on offer at the tournament. The campaign was designed to raise awareness of 180 million people lack of access to drinking water. Our sweat machine is a reminder that we all share the same water. We all drink and sweat in the same way, regardless of how we look or what language we speak. Water is everyone's responsibility and should be everyone's concern. The footballer said it tasted slightly of onions and was rather warm.
Okay, that's enough.
I just made that bit up.
No.
But, there must be other ways. I mean, surely not. I mean, really, how people sweat? I mean, what about that one in Peru, that big sign they use from the humidity of the air to create loads of water? They could do that. Instead of, like, wringing out your boxer shorts. Yeah, are you thirsty? Have a suck on that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's enough.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's good. Well done. Congratulations, UNICEF, for trying to think of good ways to create water. But
yeah,
that really isn't the best.
Why don't we take a break and take a caller?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. If anybody wants to give us a call, our number is 347-215-8421. Our topic today is meditation. We will be talking about that soon. If anybody has anything they want to contribute, you know, talking about their experience with meditation as medication, that sort of thing, just let us know. Again, that number is 347-215-8421, and we will be right back.
Well, welcome back. I believe we'll be going to a call right now.
We will.
Right? Am I right? I thought we were taking a call. Or am I tripping over here?
You're always tripping. But yes, we'll take a call. We're going to talk to Annette.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And that's
Annette?
A regular call. Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Annette?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. How are you both?
We're good. We're good. Share with us how you've been.
You know, I'm going through a lot of healing. A lot of healing. A lot of things are shifting and changing.
In a positive way.
In a positive way. It's
good.
A lot of things I've come to terms with issues, with relationships, and I'm also seeking counseling as well. So, you know, it's I'm on my way. I'm not there yet, but, you know, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Good, and pleased for you. Well done.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
And you know,
I said it's good and pleased for you. Well done.
Yes.
You know, and hopefully today's show, you know, because it is about when we finally do start talking about topic and all that, you know, it is about, you know, meditation and, you know, getting started with different colors and that sort of thing. And, you know, one of the things that there's people that, as far as my clients are concerned, that kind of come in waves. Like, there's a few people that I've been talking to just about every day for years. And then there's some people that I talk to for months, and then it kind of fades off and, you know, that sort of thing. But there's a woman that I've been talking to for a long time, and she's been having a lot. And I was telling her about today's show, and so hopefully she's listening. But we were talking about her dreams have been in yellow a lot. Like, she's been seeing lots and lots of yellow. So one of the things that I suggest is when people are doing their meditation and you choose a color candle to burn or something to focus on, when we research yellow is good because it is a color that tells us that we need to start focusing on our relationship in relationship to the universe as a whole. It's like if you're thinking about, and it doesn't even have to be necessarily a relationship with a loved one or a relationship with kids, but just maybe even your relationship with the universe as a whole. What are you here for? You know, so when we meditate, think about yellow, burn your yellow candles, have a yellow focal point, even if it's a scarf or just, you know, a yellow notepad and you're at your desk. You know, just think about what this experience that you're having right now has to do with the betterment of everything as a whole.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Well, what's your question today?
Well, you know, I'm going to stay on topic. I really want to stay on topic with you guys.
Okay.
In regards to meditation, I was a meditator for about 10 years. And after I got divorced, I could not meditate again. I just couldn't.
Right.
I couldn't sit still and meditate.
Right.
And I'll have my meditation is sporadic.
Right.
But I feel like I just can't get back into it again. And I want to because I have a lot of visions and inspiration, and I see things and I experience things in my meditation, and I really feel the connection with spirit, but I'm just finding it hard to sit still again, and I want to get back into it.
Right. Well, you know, a cheat sheet, here's a cheat sheet, and I know that there's some gurus out there that may say, no, because the whole point of meditation is to force yourself to sit still for a period of time. Master Chopra, Deepak Chopra says, he says, He says, if you find yourself with only 30 minutes to relax and meditate, meditate for an hour.
Wow.
You know, last night I was having kind of a tough night with people, and I just had to stop. I, everybody was, you know, when people can get you to a point where you feel like I just don't even want to deal with you. You know, when you get to a place where you're just like, oh no. You know, you just gotta unplug and just, you know, force yourself to sit still. And today when I finally got up, because I wasn't making myself wake up, you know, Bill called me from work, and he's like, are you still asleep? And I'm like, yup, you know. When I finally got up, I made myself actually sit there with the TV off and eat and drink my tea. And just sort of like, I mean, I just made myself chill. And, you know, I mean, we have to make ourselves do this. So my suggestion to you is to just get yourself back into the pattern of meditation, is to actually just do it before you sleep. And a lot of people wouldn't suggest that because it's supposed to be a point in the day that is set aside to do this. But I'm just like, you know, who cares about anybody's rules at this point?
Exactly,
yeah. We just need to get you to a place where you're starting to just reconnect to the source. And remember, we have to amp things up, which means basically do things differently periodically. So, you know, do it when you're going to sleep, because you're about to plug into the source anyway. So you may as well, you know, consciously plug in, then go to sleep and just kind of see, you know, what opens up. And then eventually you'll start getting back to a place where you're wanting to meditate. Because right now, I think that you feel like you should be, but you probably just don't want to.
That's very true, because I find what happens to me is that when I actually, you know, lie down and not even think about meditation, and I just close my eyes, my third eye opens up.
Right.
And it just happens automatically. I don't know if there's certain things that go on or something's going on in my life. I'm not sure what it is, but when I would lie down, And just very quietly, not think of anything, there's nothing going on, I go into some type of shift or energy that happens, that the third eye opens up. And the last time that happened, I just saw the color orange, just the color orange that just, it just, this burst of orange.
Wow.
And again, it'll startle me, and it would shut down. It's like, to me, it's like a camera lens. It would shut down. And the first time that happened, it was as if I was lying on my back on the grass, and I was looking up at the sky, and it was an absolutely beautiful sky, and all of a sudden these beautiful butterflies just covered the sky. And again, because it startled me, it closed down. I can't force the third eye to open. It has to happen naturally.
Right. And it's true. It's true that happens. It's like sometimes there's things that, you know, you can hear and you're just so spot on with everything, and then sometimes you have to just, you know, you've gotta use like my thing is I'll use cards, or, you know, the very last resort. Well, actually, I have two. I have one that's kind of a last resort, which is the I Ching, but my final resort is the pendulum, because I know that my pendulum is usually right, but if I use it too much, it starts to become. You just gotta stop. You just gotta stop. But orange, man, orange is so powerful. I love orange. I love using orange in candles because it's the color we use to draw things to us. But as far as you seeing orange, like the burst of orange in your eyes when you're relaxing.
Yes.
It's like orange is right in between red and yellow. Red, of course, is about raging initiation, things that we have passions for, and then the awareness and the realizations that come with yellow. So it's not an entirely physical nor completely mental space. And whenever we see orange, we've got to start thinking about what needs balancing in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, how can I temper what is obsessing me but still remain productive? Like, there's times where, we really, really want to lose weight, but we're so obsessed with it that it's not coming off. And we've got to, how can I stop working harder and start working smarter?
Yes.
So it's like a creative way to get things done. And, Mercury, which is a planet that governs how we reason, how we communicate, how things are logically. This is, I'm telling you, all this stuff, with the color orange, it's all tied in together. And how you can talk to people so that they actually hear you. You do things so that there's actually results. And that's what orange is about.
Yes. And it was interesting because when I was lying on my back and I had my hands actually on my belly, and I wasn't thinking of anything, I just had my hands on my stomach, and that's when it's like the burst of orange. Mm-hmm. It just is burst of orange. And when I really thought about it, I'm like, okay, that's my, what chakra is that? That's my, I knew it
it's
was a
your,
chakra.
Right. Orange is your,
is it the sacral?
It's hold on just a moment, because it's about balance. It's about balance. So what's that called? I wanted to say. Hold on just a moment. There's a word I want to say, but I don't want to say the wrong thing because I think it's the it's the wheel. What's that called? The fulcrum wheels. What is that? The wheels that are poop. Hold on just a moment.
The poop wheels.
Hold on. Let me make sure. What chakra is orange?
It's the abdominal one, isn't it?
It's
of course, but.
It is. It's the abdomen. It's the hara.
The hara.
Oh, he's so mean. But yeah, but yes, you're right. It's the sacral. It's the sacral chakra.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, so a couple of things that, techniques that I use to help get into meditation. Sometimes it's difficult for me to just sit down and go straight into meditation. So if I'm going to do meditation, I make sure I do Tai Chi first, just like a short form of Tai Chi. It's like an 18 movements you can get. And that normally sets me up for a really good meditation.
That might
be worth it if you're in a position to do something like that. That might help you. And what
that's
I tend
a good
to
idea.
Do, because there's a road here outside where I am, I put some earplugs in and just sit down. After I settle down, the chi back to where it should be, just below the belly button, so you settle it down, is just to sit down, put the earplugs in so I can't hear anything, and just sit there, and you'll feel the energy buzzing through your body.
Yes.
And it really does help you get into a deeper meditation. The other thing that I tend to do as well, if I'm lying in bed and I'm trying to meditate to get to sleep, sometimes I can listen to some music and it works great, or the sound of rain is a popular one for me.
Yeah.
I like to listen to the sound of rain, but sometimes nothing works for me at all. So I lay there and I count backwards from 100 or 200, whichever I think is needed, just to get my mind to stop my thoughts, because thoughts can take over and stop your mind from settling down. So if you try the technique of counting backwards from a number, it makes your mind concentrate on the counting down. And a lot of the time when I do it, I don't remember getting down to one because I've already fallen asleep. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
wow.
Maybe we're giving that a try.
Yeah. Because, you're right. That's when I know that I'm really plugged in, is that my body starts to really start buzzing. just like just
that's
vibrating.
Right.
And even there are times where I can actually see the chakra spinning. I can close my eyes and I can see it spinning. I can see them spinning.
You know, something I had which was really interesting once or twice, hasn't been a couple of years now, but I went into a really deep meditation. And even though I had my eyes closed, it was like I had them open. And I was in like some sort of shield around me. But it was like about a foot away from my eyes. It was like reptile skin.
Wow.
In front of me. And I really don't know what that was, but the scales were like about an inch or two in size. And for some reason, at the same time, I felt like a young boy of like 5 years old or something was going on. Like I was just a child. It was such a strange experience. I think it happened twice, but that was such a strange, I don't know what the reptile scales meant and why I felt like that, but I think as you go through meditational journeys, which could even possibly lead into astral projection, I think you're going to come across things that we don't understand because it's outside of our realms of, you know, comprehension. So, you know, just have to take from it what we can.
Yes, because I've had the tendency to actually astral project and just visit. I don't remember. There are certain times when I do remember going to other dimensions and healing.
Right.
There are certain times that I remember, and there are certain times when I don't remember. But I know that I've gone somewhere because I'm totally exhausted. Can't move. Can't get out of bed. I'm just tired. Just drained. But it hasn't happened lately, not that I'm aware of. I can tell because again I'm just exhausted. I'm tired. I'm like, you know, I've traveled somewhere. I don't know where I've traveled, but I think once I really start meditating and having, I feel like there's some gifts that are trying to open up for me. And I think that when it happens, it startles me to the point where it shuts down.
Yeah, that's I've had that before. I've been in astral projection. And there was this months ago, I found myself, you know, when it's astral projection, you just know because of the sensations and how vivid it is. It's like it's real. And I was aware that I was behind a satellite looking down on the Earth.
Oh, my God.
And I was aware of a military presence as well at the same time.
Wow.
And while I was there, all of a sudden there was this thing started to spin around my head like some sort of light, and it got faster and faster and faster to the point where it felt like I was on a roller coaster, and there were so many G-forces that started to make noises because it was so disorientating. It was like 100 times worse than being on a roller coaster. Well, not worse, just disorientating. But the fact that because I started making noises in my sleep because I was like, you know what I mean? That it actually woke me up because it got so intense. And it does startle you. It does bring you out of it. So,
wow.
You know.
Oh, my. Well, I've been in between astral projection and actually waking up. And that's horrible to me. In between that is...
It's paralysis, isn't it?
Yes. Because I'm fighting it. It's like, I don't want to sleep. I got to wake up. I mean, because I could hear it. Again, it sounded like a train. I could hear it. And what I could see also, I could also see light. This bright light. And I'm like, okay, I'm either dying or something's happening here. But I was caught in between waking up and me leaving. I felt leaving my body.
Right.
And I was fighting it.
Stuck.
Go ahead, honey.
Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say I've been stuck in that for ages, what seems like, you know, about an hour or more. I even had to get people to check in on me sometimes because I got stuck.
Wow.
There. It's people in the night to come and check, you know, to wake me up and say, you know, are you all right? Because I couldn't find a way out of it until I learned... and practice taking in a very big, deep breath while I was in that stasis, and it brings you out of it. But it's
okay.
The fact of remembering it while you're in that state, it's like trying to remember something while you're in a dream. It's too close to reality. But with practice, if you're stuck in that, take a long, deep breath, and nine times out of ten, it'll get you out of that.
Okay. Because that it scared the living daylights out of me, because I was fighting this sleep. It was so heavy on me, and I was just fighting it because I could hear what sounded like a train coming to me. And when I looked up to the in the left hand and the right hand corner of my room, I mean there was just this bright light. And I'm like, okay, I'm either dying or something's going on here. And I kept saying, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. It's not my time. And what was odd was that it was a strange night for some reason, was that I felt like when I came out of it, I walked over to my front door. The lock was on there was a latch on the door. I opened the door, and when I looked out in the hallway, there were angels lined up in the hallway, and there were flames all around them. And I know it was either my guides. I feel that it was the angels, is that they were all in white, could not see their faces, and they wore a gold sash, and they had rings on their fingers, and the sleeves were long, and it was trimmed in gold. And that's not the first time that I've actually have seen them. There were flames all around them, but it wasn't hot. The door was not hot. It wasn't hot to the touch.
Because that happened to you while you were asleep on somebody's sofa, right?
Yeah, you remember this. Oh, I told you this before.
That's right. I remember that,
stop
that one
me
where you
if
lying
I
on the sofa.
Myself.
It's because I have such a good memory, you see. You know, I remember every single person that comes on the show. But I remember it because it was an interesting experience. I was going to say story then, but it makes it sound like it's not true. But an interesting experience that you had there. But they were coming up to you and discussing that, you know, saying that I think she can see us, right?
Oh, those were I think those were spirits.
Ah, right.
Those were spirits.
Okay.
Yeah, those were spirits. And I saw, actually, my eyes were open when I saw them. But but I was in a dream. I was in some type of dream state. I was in some type of dream state because I could see them, I mean, clearly. And they were discussing it.
Right.
It didn't frighten me. It didn't frighten me at all. They didn't scare me.
Are you still there, Nuna?
Oh, she's not there.
Nuna?
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh.
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, because I thought I heard the sound of you sending me a message, but there's nothing on here.
Oh. Huh.
I heard the bleep sound, but there's nothing here.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. Annette, sweetheart, but we need to start wrapping it up because we're going to do a meditation. And
absolutely.
Then
I'm going to stay online.
Awesome. But yeah, when we come back, we're going to take calls and we're going to, talk about, more of the same thing because it's the topic. But keep going because we got a couple of minutes.
Oh, no. I don't want to. Trust me, I can sit here and talk to the two of you. You know, Nunu, you got to cut me off now. You know that.
Well, like I said, I've got
I love talking
minutes.
To
have
the two of you.
It was nice talking to you too. Have you heard the meditation before?
No, I haven't.
You
but
haven't.
I'm going to stay online and listen. Definitely.
Well, hopefully it'll, and preferably maybe if you got some headphones or something. Well, if you listen to it with headphones on, it's something I created. When did I create it? It must be last year now.
It was the summer of 2011.
Ah, right. So it was quite some time ago now when I made it. But it's about 10-15 minutes long. But it's going to be coming on in about 8 minutes. Want to let people know so they can get themselves prepared for it.
Okay.
If anybody wants to light a candle, especially, like I said, since yellow seems to be something that is awesome today, you know, whatever it is that you've kind of been going through. Because, you know, we, especially with this, oh gosh, this Mercury retrograde that just ended kind of roughly for some people. It kind of coasted for a while, but then ended kind of roughly for a lot of people. You know, yellow is the color that we use, or it's one that represents who we are in relationship to the universe. You know, ways for us to pull out our, you know, what it is that we, what we symbolize, or, you know, it's basically just getting us away from, you know, being wives, being husbands, being parents, you know, being slaves at work. You know, what is it that really connects me to this mortal coil? What is my purpose, at least to this particular go-around? So that'll be really good for people to kind of focus on. But with this particular meditation, just sit back and you know, Bill does the talking for us. And I know that there used to be times that he would sit back and just sort of, you know, relax me and meditate me, and I would just fall asleep. And I have no idea what he was saying in the end, because it just, you know, I was gone.
I was just going, blah, 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 blah. Relax, whatever.
That was just...
Boring away. But this is, like I said, this is not just like a meditation. It's like a hypnosis relaxation thing.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
You know, if you need to be somewhere, it might be worth setting your alarm for like 20 minutes time in case you end up falling
asleep.
Okay,
that's good.
Which is weird. The thing is, I listen to it quite often, actually, because it helps me get to sleep. The sound of my own voice sends me to sleep, so, you know.
But thank you both so much. You guys are beautiful. You really are. I just love you guys. I really do. So, you know what? I'm going to actually get ready and prepare myself.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay, we love you very much, and thank you for listening and calling.
I love you guys,
thanks
too. Many
thank
blessings.
You.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As everybody knows, we're getting ready now for our meditation. When we come back, you know, we'll be taking callers. Remember, we're just doing 3 readings per episode now. So when we get back, we're going to be playing a song, and then we'll go through the people that are lined up and see, you know, based upon how long you've been on hold. Okay, what it is that you want to talk about.
So if you're waiting, if you want a reading, you might want to get in the queue now, because
right.
Other people drop out. You might get jumped to the front, because I know someone's asking the question in the chat room. They want to know where they are in the queue, but it's probably best thing is to get in there.
Just get in the queue, period.
Get in there.
And then we'll kind of go down the line when we talk to you, and we'll see who wants to talk about topic and who wants a reading. That way we can stagger people. And remember, our readings are one simple question. This is just a sample. If you're really needing a real reading, which we do, you're going to need to get in touch with us at Broken Earth on Facebook. We also have Broken Earth Radio Show website, and there's links on the banner page. You can also find us under Psychic Nunu. But if you have something that you really kind of want to talk to Bill about, but you want it to be more like, Bill, I want to talk to you about this, you can reach him at Bill Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, at live.com. That's Bill Doyle at live.com. But right now, we are about to get ready for our relaxation meditation. This is wonderful. I'm really excited to do this every time. And we don't do this very often, but whatever we do, people love it, and I love it too. So just take some nice, good, deep breaths. Light your incense, your candles, whatever you need to do. Shut your eyes and just relax.
Welcome to the first installment of Transcending Videos. You may now slow down your day for a few moments and enter into deep meditative relaxation with healer Bill Doyle.
Hello and welcome to this relaxation technique that you can use anytime you like, whether it's to unwind after work, whether to get rid of stress, whether you need a little something to help you get to sleep at night. Hopefully this relaxation technique will help you do that. In the next few minutes, you'll be going into relaxation. And anytime you need to awaken, you'll be able to. If you need to be alert, you can do. Make sure you're not doing anything that requires your attention. And you can do this safely and comfortably. Now, first of all, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable. Whether it's sitting in a chair or lying down, just give you a moment to get into a comfortable position, ready for this relaxation. While you're doing this, I want you to try and clear your mind. Just think about something that makes you happy as we prepare ourselves for this relaxing journey. Now make sure that you're comfortable, and when you start to concentrate on your breathing, breathe it in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. On the next breath, I want you to hold it for a second or two before you release it. So breathing in through your nose, hold it, and release. Now while this is happening, I want you to imagine a pendulum swinging back and to, as the seconds tick by, swinging freely, rhythmically. When I count down in a few moments, with every number goes by, you'll feel doubly relaxed, like a wave of relaxation coming over all of your body. With every number that goes down, pendulum starts to swing slower and slower. So take a deep breath. And count with me in your mind. 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, feel a rising up your thighs and into your pelvis, feeling that unwanted energy, emotions, unwanted stress just flowing away. Release it into the earth and watch it drain away as this bright positive energy rises up, massaging you, recharging you. Feel it rising up from your pelvis, through your stomach, cleansing your organs, your chakras as it goes, up to your chest. You may feel warm or cool or both at the same time. You may also feel tingling. Either way, it feels good. Rising up to your shoulders. Feel that energy, this bright energy, getting rid of those knots in your muscles. Feel it flow down your arms, to your hands. Muscles are relaxing. You feel more at ease and at peace right through to your core. Feel it around the back of your neck, rising up over the top of your head, down over your face, reassuring you, letting you completely relax. That's it. Just surrender to this wonderful feeling. Let my voice soothe your mind and your thoughts. Your mind has slowed down, and during this time, during relaxation and trance-like states, our body goes into repair, healing us spiritually and physically. Now I want you to imagine you're lying on your own private island, on your own private beach. You can hear the sound of the waves coming up the shore, back and to slowly, like the breath of the ocean, rhythmic and soothing. You're breathing. You feel the warm sand beneath you, molded to the shape of your body. A cool breeze brushes your skin. You may hear the sound of the birds in the distance, the slight rustling of the leaves as the wind caresses them. It's just you on this beach. You can imagine you've been here for as long as you want, days or weeks. You've had all this time to relax, to recharge. The sun is high in the sky, and I want you to associate that sun with things that you love and things that make you really happy. Feel the sun shining down on you with all these things that make you feel great, make you feel good about yourself. Now notice how bright it is here, how positive it is, and feel this positivity filling you, filling every cell, recharging your batteries, making you feel loved. Feel yourself sending out positive energy as well to the world around you. Draw on this energy from the sun. You can have as much as you want, filling you with confidence, happiness, willpower, and determination to reach your goals. Just relax. It's very peaceful here. Feel that energy in your body flowing naturally and comfortably. You feel your mind organizing. Your priorities are put in order. You realize in areas in your life where you can make positive changes, things have been put off, will now be done. With a different attitude, and as positively as possible. You feel that tingling sensation. Head to toe. Your aura is balancing out, your emotions are balanced, and your mind is balanced. Just feel that cool breeze on you. And in a few moments, you are going to awake. This beautiful relaxation. When you do, everything will seem so much more positive. Everything around you will seem brighter and happier. And you'll have a newfound sense of confidence, love, and willpower. Down from 10 in a few moments, you'll feel yourself gradually becoming more awake and more alert. 10. Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. Okay, and you're awake.
Yep, I hope everybody enjoyed that. It took a lot of time and effort for me to do that, and you know, using a lot of techniques which I thought would have worked the best. There is a link actually below the scrolling pictures for the YouTube video. I'll also post it in the chat room if anybody enjoyed that and they'd like to listen to it off the radio. I'd like to listen to it again, then the link's there. So please, you know, listen at listen at your desire.
To your heart's desire.
That's it, yes.
You know, I notice sometimes, you know, when I'm talking with people, that, you know, a lot of people are waking up to their natural abilities. They're not feeling as awkward as they may have at some point about feeling things or seeing things. You know, sometimes we are concerned about what we see and hear because we don't want people to think that we're, you know, that we're not okay, that we're, you know, that we're crazy. I've also noticed if you're just a person, you've kind of noticed how people feel comfortable with women in particular just being nuts. A lot of people gang up on people. You know, it's, you know, one person and two people, three people start making fun of a woman, a girl, and then everybody kind of jumps on the bandwagon. So, you know, we do have a fear of people thinking that we're not okay. But I've noticed that a lot of people feel paranoid. You're in large groups. You're at Walmart. You're at football games. Just anything that has you around a lot of people. And you start to feel like the crowd's closing in on you. You know, it's basically agoraphobia. But I know that a lot of people that are empaths, because they are not sure of what's going on with them, they feel like everybody's watching them or people are talking about them. You know, your senses start to open up and you hear people and you think they're making fun of you, which could all be true. But more than likely, realistically, being an untrained sponge to the environment, that's kind of like the beginnings of being an empath. So learning how to decompress from the day, learning how to sort through what is actually happening around you and not happening to you, this is something that meditation can do for you. I know that sometimes there are people out there with mental illness, and I'm pretty sure that you could probably give every single one of us some sort of a name or a tag. However, you know, I'm not saying to stop taking your medicine or anything like that if anybody's on anything. I'm just saying that there's spiritual answers to things as well. It's not always just medical. So, did you have something that you wanted to say about that, or did you just want to read about that?
Well, there was an article I was trying to find, but, you know, I mean, I said we don't encourage people to stop taking any medication they need to, but I think, you know, I mean, I always try and look at alternative sources of medicine or medication. Like one of the main things, if I could get my hands on it, which is supposed to help people, is hemp oil, not hemp seed oil, because it's supposed to cure a lot of things, allegedly like cancer and more so. I wanted to get it for my dad to cure his Epstein-Barr virus, but of course it's illegal and dangerous to actually create. But with saying that, official reports say that cannabis or marijuana has never been recorded death from marijuana, but there's thousands of deaths caused by pharmaceutical drugs, which is supposed to help you. I said, don't try and put people off medication that they need to. But, you know, it's worth looking into. There's a lot of information out there. Not got a lot gathered at the moment, but just wanted to briefly touch on that. And I said a lot of the drugs that are supposed to be out there to help us are actually hindering us and making us worse. Well, they're diagnosing us with problems that, you know, like a lot of things these days are diagnosing childhood as some sort of illness. Everything's ADHD or everything's OCD or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Well, anyway, that's all I wanted to say on it, really. But,
yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it's we don't want to start opening up a can of worms, but...
Yeah, people are attacking us like that. About 9/11.
Stop taking your pills! No, I'm just saying that, you know, we can, you know, if you're able to really... sometimes it's something else, and just be aware of that. But be careful. You know, I have to be careful when I'm talking to people when they want to know if the things that they're hearing are actually their guides or if, you know.
Well, that's it. I mean, yeah, you got to be careful with that. I mean, it could be something else telling you. And it's like, okay, yeah. She told me it was my guide. And it's like, yeah, go and, you know, poop on this person's lawn. She got one of those T-shirts. I don't listen to the voices, but sometimes they have good ideas. Anyway, should we continue?
We also have to be careful, too, real quickly, we have to be careful of what is our desire and what is actually something else. You know, I've been on many a panel and had many a discussion about different people and the things that we know are their desires. Nobody, you know, there's I'm not going to go into it, but there are some things that are illegal and you're not being told to do that. You know, it's something else. So, you know, remember there's a difference between those things and there's a fine line that we're walking right now. But anyhow, let's take a call. Let's talk to Danielle. Danielle, this is Nunu. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to talk about?
Well, actually, I do have a question that I want to ask, but I've just been kind of listening in, and there is something that I just kind of wanted to touch on. I thought you guys brought up that's very important, actually. I don't know. I'm a first-time listener, and so I'm not sure where you guys are located, but I actually live in Denver, Colorado, and I think probably the whole country knows by now, but, you know, Denver has, you know, marijuana's legal here. And so when that first, I always knew that was going to happen, but I think one of the concerns when, you know, it really started getting close was, you know, is crime going to go up or is the city going to go to, you know, to hell in a handbasket, as they say? Yeah. And, you know, I'm here to tell you it's definitely not. I think... anybody can Google this to be sure, but I think we might have in certain areas of Denver more marijuana dispensaries than we do 7-Elevens. They're on every corner. They're drive-up windows like McDonald's or something. It's kind of funny.
Up and down Colfax,
up and down Broadway. I think Broadway is like the You can't hit a block without seeing at least two or three. But, you know, I definitely think that the medicinal purposes of marijuana, you know, are important. I think it should be legal everywhere. I personally don't smoke it. I don't have any reason to, but I don't see any difference. And no, the city hasn't gone to pot. So I think that too many people take medicines as a way to deal with what's going on. I'm actually a pre-med student myself, so I'm going to go into emergency medicine. But so it's kind of funny because I do believe in medicine wholeheartedly. I just don't think that everything requires medicine in order to fix. And also, I'm actually, instead of becoming an MD, which is allopathic, I'm going to be a DO, which is osteopathic. And so there's a lot more of a holistic approach. And so I just, you know, people should always, before they take medicine, they should talk with their physician and see if there is any kind of a natural remedy first. Because if there is, just go with that, you know. So that's really all I wanted to say about that. I think it's great that you guys are kind of talking about that. I don't think people talk about it enough.
Right. I remember working at a clinic, and I was just the person that was at front answering the phone, and then working at a natural food store and seeing some of the same people coming through getting stuff that was what they were getting medicated for. And so there were people, I mean, literally, like, not just a couple, like quite a few people going to that store, finding, you know, getting their Kava Kava, their Gota Cola, you know, getting all this stuff that they were actually getting prescriptions for that were supposed to be similar. And I, you know, I can't say anything to them, but I remember thinking, are they double backing stuff, or is this stuff not working? And I know that as far as marijuana and me, I can't smoke it. I can't eat it. I can't take it because it makes me feel bad because it's not the medicine for me.
Right,
you know,
right.
So that's something that a lot of people, if people start feeling the fear and the loathing and the paranoia, it's not for me. What were you going to ask? What were your questions?
Well, it's off subject, but I wanted to ask you both. I wanted to ask you both about a relationship. It's just a question I have about my relationship. If that's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I would like to know if this man and I are going to live together, you know, anytime soon, maybe within sight of like the rest of the year.
I am hearing that you guys are going to be living together, but I need to kind of sort through the time period because I'm really, really, because I see this happening when it's warm, but the thing is, I kind of feel like it's going to be happening during a time period when it's supposed to be cold. So, which kind of makes me wonder what the weather's going to be like where
you
are.
Well, don't forget this Denver.
Denver's
fun. Like, it could snow today in the middle of summer, and it could be, you know, 80 degrees on Christmas.
Yeah, because, well, you know, it's fun. My birthday's in September, and my best friend and I went to Fort Collins for my birthday, and it snowed. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's snowing on my birthday, you know, the first time that I ever saw that. And I was like, woohoo, my birthday, you know, it's pretty awesome. But basically, what I'm saying is, what were you saying, Bill? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I got the date to the 14th of October, but I was just going to see if your reading was going to tie in with that at all.
Well, basically, it says here in September, based upon what you do, it says six weeks later, it's happening. So basically, September, hold on, dear. And by based upon what you do, it basically means that you guys are probably talking about it. And then 6 weeks later, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 weeks after the beginning of September, because it looks like it's in the beginning of September, it's around then. It's like the week of the 7th. And the very last week, the day in the week of the 7th is the 13th, so of October. So around then, it does look like it's going to happen. It looks like. Hold on, I want to ask you something. Yeah. Are either one of you guys living with several people right now?
No. No, it's just, I mean, we're both single parents. I mean, as far as, like, our kids live with us. And so
okay.
His children
okay.
live there. And so I don't know if that's what you mean. Would that count?
Because, yeah, kind of. Because does he have two and do you have two?
I have two. Well, they were living with me. One of them, now only one of them lives with me. And see, because both of our kids are older, so we have more kids
okay.
than that. But yeah,
okay.
so he has two that are with him. But
okay.
usually it's just
okay.
one. Usually it's just one.
Okay. The one of yours that just moved out, does that child still have a room?
Yeah.
Basically, it looks like it looks like there's going to basically be six people together. That's why I was asking you that. And
oh wow.
So even though one may not be there, there's something could happen and somebody comes home. But basically,
right.
yeah, it looks like it says three sit still and three come in. That's what it says. And then, and it looks like you guys start talking about this in September. Worst case scenario. The other way that I can interpret this is that it's 3 months later, which would take us to around Christmas time. So, but remember, it looks like it's warm, but it seems like it's during a time period when it should be cold.
Okay.
That the moving is happening, because it's not like I see you guys moving in the snow or moving on ice
right.
or moving in the rain. It's warm outside, so there you go.
Wow. Well, thank you so very much.
No problem.
I appreciate
thank
that. Thank you.
Thank
you
so much for listening. Okay, Danielle?
I will. I'll be
and
listening.
And let us know how you're doing.
I
okay.
will.
Let us know
so
how you're
much.
Doing.
Both of you have a great
no
day.
No problem.
Thanks.
You
thank
too.
Thanks
great.
For your call.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's good that we got a very similar date there.
Mm-hmm. It is very nice. It's yummy.
So hopefully everybody hasn't fallen asleep after that meditation. Would nice to get some feedback off Annette maybe at some point. But I'm sure she'll be on anyway at some point over the next few weeks.
Or maybe
so
they
leave us alone.
Asleep. Yeah, she won't stop bothering us. Maybe she fell asleep because she was just listening to you talking. Period.
Maybe, yeah. Well, here we go, isn't it? Let me just see where I'm up to here. Pharmaceutical drugs caused many thousands of deaths. Okay, here's something interesting.
Okay.
I know what you're going to say about this as well. Deep in the woods of Cannock Chase, England, where sunlight doesn't venture and animals don't frolic, there is one creature that roams, the pig man. In a town also known for its frequent werewolf sightings, Cannock Chase has a long history of eerie happenings, according to the BBC. As early as the 1940s, the pig man, half human, half swine, half bear, It's not my bear pig. Sorry, I go back to the story. So, the pig, half human, half swine, and full terror of a creature.
It did not just say full terror.
Yes. Half human, half swine, and full terror of a creature. Now, we might be laughing at this just because it's funny, but at the end of the day, we're not saying that it's not real.
Okay. Yeah, we're not
right.
saying that it's not
right.
Yeah.
I love these kind of stories. I think they're awesome. And full terror of a creature has allegedly been seen by those brave or perhaps dumb enough to venture into the woods. Witnesses recall a human body in tattered clothes, a distorted face, an unmistakable snout, and the shrill squealing of the man. Sorry. You would have seen a man bear pig. Squealing of the pig man heard miles away. And now one man has reportedly solved the mystery of the nightmarish pigman. Oh, really? Lee Brickley has spent over a decade Stephen, researching and hearing first-hand accounts of the Pigman, according to the Birmingham Mail. His findings are now published in his new book on strange phenomena, UFOs, werewolves, and the Pigman. In it, Brickley explains that the Pigman is less of a diabolical, disgusting humanoid and more of an urban myth. The Mail reports that a recent email sent to Brickley from the grandson of a former soldier explained a human ham hog was nothing more than a tale created by top military officials to keep the public out of the Canichese woods.
Really?
Where there were sensitive wartime installations.
Really? You think that's the best story they could come up with? Oh, don't go in there. Yeah, man, there's a pig man.
Should the military come up with that? Keep away from their equipment.
The pig man's going to get you. You've got radar equipment.
The pig man
is going to get you. Be looking for truffles.
The soldier's grandson, who wished to remain anonymous, said his grandfather had been tasked with the spreading rumors around the local area about the human pig hybrid on the loose in the woods. It's interesting. First thoughts are perhaps a deformed person who's living as a hermit because they don't want to be seen out in public. But then again, you know, it would be interesting to know if there was a half human, half pig living out there, because, you know, it's just interesting. Been watching a lot about, I watched Searching for Bigfoot, or Finding Bigfoot, I can't remember what it's called, off the Discovery Channel. The problem I had, it was interesting. I loved hearing the people's stories about it, because some of them were pretty awesome. And I do believe there is something out there. But the problem I had with the group, there was like three guys and one woman, and the three guys were like, the slightest little thing, they were like, yeah, that's Sasquatch. But the other woman was didn't believe hardly anything, really. I think they need to find it a bit of a balance there between them. But what they tend to do is they go out into the woods, and they've practiced doing their Bigfoot calls and screams and that, which they heard from audio recordings of people's done.
Right.
And they do actually hear, you know, replies and that on there. But I was thinking to myself, what is it like two Bigfoot research groups that don't know about each other's presence and they're out there in the woods doing calls? Do you hear that? Do a call. And they're like, did you hear that? Let's call back. And they're like doing it all night and knocking on stuff.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? I got a reply. But seriously, though, I mean, I did enjoy watching it. I don't know. I mean, it was like season one. I don't even know if it made to season two, because even the narrator was getting fed up.
Yeah,
here we go. Here's another episode of Finding Bigfoot with another grainy photo and blurred videos. I was like, really? He's not selling it to me here. But it was good. I did enjoy it. But like I said, I think they just need to find a bit more balance with their findings on there, and believe that everything is Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Can we listen to a song?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. If you want to give us a call, our topic today is meditation.
it's very good.
Meditation. As medication, or the medication in meditation, whatever way you want to flip it. Our number is 347-215-8421, and we will be right back.
Sick, thief, a demon's die. Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of Enlightened Down Home Conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
That was a good tune. Sorry about the swear word in that song.
I didn't even hear it.
I did. It was, I'll better not say. But that was American Hedgehog, and actually back with a new album after many years, and such a good band. Yes, that was called Rive. So I was reading an article here. I thought, why? And it was, I nearly changed my mind about reading it out, but some people, I've held their wedding reception at McDonald's. Got all the guests there, 53 guests, and chomped down to some McDonald's and that. And they were outside in the limo and that, pulled up outside and all piled into McDonald's for some burgers. I actually thought it was in America. Because somebody said, well, this is so British. I didn't think it was. I thought it was a more American thing. You know, getting married at McDonald's or something like that, or White Castle. But, yeah, those looks, but, you know, they look ill, these people. They must really like McDonald's.
Put the link in the room.
Oh, okay, I seem to have lost it. Hold on a minute.
You lost it a long time ago.
No, it's okay, I've got it. No, I haven't. Yes, I have, here we are. Well, especially the guy, and there's another guy further down, like, chomping on a burger, and it just looked like, Living Dead. Brains. Check that out.
Loving it. Fast food fans hold wedding reception at McDonald's.
He's like, burger.
They had chicken nuggets and fries and milkshakes with 33 guests. They look British. I hope that doesn't sound bad.
You're further down, it's like everybody's chomping down on the...
He looks real British. Hold on, let me see.
Hello there, got any crumpets to go with me fries? With me chips.
Well, I mean, you know, why not?
So,
I mean, why not?
Well, this leads me on to this other article. The world's first test tube burger will be served in London next week. It's made from meat grown in a laboratory rather than the cattle raised in pastures. And its developers hope it will show how the soaring global demand for protein can be met without the need for vast herds of cattle. I doubt it, because I'll say this now. The 5-ounce Frankenburger, which cost £250,000 to produce, is made from 3,000 tiny strips of meat grown from the stem cells of a cow, but it gets better. The raw meat is said to be grey with a slippery texture similar to squid or scallop. Yummy. I'm go on.
Say it.
Yummy. No, that's quite right. Yummy. I'm going to, you know, win the Euro Millions to go. I'll tell you what, then. Go down there, buy myself a sloppy grey squid burger. $250,000.
That just sounds horrible. I mean, I'm telling you, it just sounds completely useless. It's useless. It's horrible.
The vegetarians eat it, though.
No, because, I mean, vegetarians and vegans are not eating food just because it's not animal related.
Yeah, but some people do. Some people don't eat meat because they think it's wrong to, you know, it's all
no,
about.
No, I'm saying that they're not just eating stuff just because of that. That's not the only reason. I mean, you know, we're not going to find vegetarians and vegans sitting down to just Cheetos and potato chips. You know, it's about you know, actually eating food that works for the body too. I mean, people,
people care about
their bodies. I mean, you know, we care about our bodies and stuff. I'm not trying to say that, but it's like they're not going to touch that.
I'm aware of that. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Should have been very, very specific with my. I wonder if some. You know, forget it.
I know that you don't really believe that. I'm just saying that. I know that you're not.
No, because I know some people are in the frame of mind, some vegans in the frame of mind, they don't eat it because, you know, cruelty to animals, and they just don't like the thought of it, you know. But if it was something that was grown in a laboratory that wasn't actually from, really, an animal, it didn't involve slaughter, they want to, you know, squeeze down a sloppy scallop grey burger.
They're not going to do that. You know they're not going to do that. Stop pretending like that. Stop playing the devil's advocate.
Well, you know, you got to question everything.
I'm looking at this McDonald's reception still, and they only spent 150 pounds on their reception.
Maybe that's why they did it.
I mean, why not? I mean, I'm not saying that I want that, and that better not be put on the table, but I'm just saying that this is something that is, okay, whatever, they're loving it, they're happy, whatever, you know, go for it.
Well, I know some people are stuck for cash for proper wedding receptions, which I understand that, but, you know, I mean, they could have done it cheaper. And had some sort of gathering in the house, maybe. They really love McDonald's, you know. I mean, it's up to them, but at the end of the day, it's just a little.
The couple actually looks really, really young, too. I mean, did they say their ages on here?
I don't know. Well, maybe that's why they ordered Happy Meals. So I was hoping to get some marijuana in there, maybe.
Oh, they're 28 and 21. When I was looking at them, they kind of looked like maybe they were 17.
So he's the same age as me, but he kind of looks like a zombie. But a young zombie? I don't like an old zombie.
A young old zombie.
Nasty, crusty zombie. So, yeah. Now, here's something I didn't get a chance to read, so bear with me. I'm going to freestyle this article. But the title grabbed my attention at any minute now.
Go for it.
Any minute now. Well, I'm going to seem to have an issue. Great. All right, well, forget that. I'll read this out instead. I don't have much time left, so.
Yeah, you're going to spend all the time looking for this, aren't you?
That's quite a long article, so I'll save that for next time. I'll read this out. Before its news website, it's good for alternative news, recently wrote us about another red dot found upon her mailbox. However, this time there was a bit of a difference from the normal ones written about in the past year before its news. This red dot was found inside of her mailbox. You can see it in the picture below. Our reader and Before It's News staff are wondering, are there others also now seeing these red dots inside of your mailboxes? We've had plenty of comments from readers stating that these red dots are nothing more than a way for mailmen or paperboys to know what to deliver to a particular address, which I don't see how that would work at all. However, as a 7-year employee of the United States Postal Service myself, I can assure you that we never marked mailboxes with red dots or anything else for that matter. Is this a new USPS program? If not, what's it all about? Is it time to round up for FEMA death camps and martial law as shared in the video below? So for some reason, it looks like these red dots are being stuck inside people's mailboxes for some reason. Or there must be another article before that. Outside the houses or something, as if Mark reason. So check your mail, y'all.
Y'all need to check your mailboxes. Something about that seems so familiar. Da, da, da. No. I I can't even imagine what that would be about. I really can't. I don't even want to. Is there anything you wanted to say about next week's episode? Anything that you wanted to put out there?
No. Oh, shoot. Well, I know, I was thinking maybe we could do an episode more on the... I think we haven't spoken about Bigfoot. We could talk about some more... what are you laughing for? We could talk about some more cryptozoology or something at some point. Maybe man, bear, pig. But, And that article I was going to read out about Earth chakras. But I need to get into that. The end.
So, we're not sure of what next week's episode is going to be about?
You tell me.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
I need to stop doing that.
Why are you...
knocking my glass over. My glass of water. I know. I don't want to think people don't want to tune in because we haven't got a subject for next week's show. We talk about Bigfoot.
It's just to be announced. And it could be about Bigfoot. It really might be about Bigfoot. It just depends. Well, remember, we'll be back next week, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m.
UK.
Thanks, everybody, for listening and for everybody who calling in and all that good stuff. And we will see you very soon.
Good night.
Good night.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirits. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.